Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life Laughter Happiness. I'm still waiting on the guest to call in. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Okay, let me try something here. Okay, give you guys 1 second here. Okay. Okay.
Let me call for my...
Hello.
Hello?
Is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Michelle. It wouldn't let me call from my landline.
Okay. Okay. All right, let me see if... Okay, Barb is having the same problem. She knows that it's... Let's see here. I'm going to go try to call Barbara.
What's that?
I'm going to try to call Barbara. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, she knows what time it is. Let me see if, okay. Yeah. Okay. This is unusual. If something's happened, something like this happens, it's usually the result of... Of her, let me see something here. Okay. I'm gonna see if we can get hold of her another way.
Okay.
Because that's unusual that she would not be able to. She wouldn't. Okay. Okay. I hope Barbara's okay. Let me see something here.
Oh.
I know. This stuff happens all the time.
No.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Yes.
Yeah, I could call in from my cell phone, but when I tried to call from my landline, it said the number couldn't be reached.
Mm. Okay. Let me see if... Yeah. I mean, I have her... Let me try calling her just directly here.
Sure. And if there are technical difficulties, like I'm available a different night if that works better for you.
Barbara,
hi there.
Now, Barbara,
yeah,
are you
I
able to
here.
Call in,
and
okay?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I am so sorry. I am totally just fine. I really don't know why my phone didn't change automatically. It always does the time. And so I was, I didn't think it was 5 o'clock.
Okay. You were able to dial in, okay, right?
That's too funny.
You were able to dial in, okay, Barbara, right?
I am just glad.
Got any problems?
Oh, yeah, no problems.
Okay, good.
My kitchen was saying 4 o'clock, everything, and my phone didn't change itself. I wonder if I have it set wrong to where I, you know how it normally changes by itself, the phone, right? It didn't do it.
Yep.
It didn't do it. Okay. So anyway, I am so sorry because obviously
I told Michelle today. This would never happen on purpose. I mean, you know, that it always means, you know, usually here.
Oh, no way.
I mean, Barbara will never do this without, you know, there's always something. Usually, when these things happen, I start worrying that something bad's happening, like or.
Yeah,
it triggers him to probably think
the sky is falling.
Well, thank goodness that, you know, we have Priscilla, my daughter, who he calls if there is an emergency, and it was an emergency.
Yes.
So, thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here just working along, like, oh, I have an hour. Okay. Well, welcome to the show. I'm sorry, did John already do your introduction for everybody?
Actually, no, I didn't. Let me start off. For those of you who are just joining, I apologize for the technical with the problems that we were worried, because, you know, the thing is that Michelle actually had some technical problems when she tried to call in, and I thought maybe that was what was doing it.
Not at all.
Everyone's here. Wow. I think what it is what I'm going to go ahead and say is this is Life, Laughter, Happiness, our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
And now,
who do we have? Let's tell everybody.
Michelle Phillips. Now, you've been here twice, and the last time you were here, you helped Barbara out with some triggers. Actually, not triggers, but some things.
Wait, not
but I think
triggers.
We're gonna...
No.
Right.
No. I wanted to talk about triggers today. I wanted to talk about triggers. He helped me out with some other issue. But today, you know, well, first of all, welcome, Michelle Phillips. Thank you so much for being here again. And it's because we love you. Yeah. We love you. You help. You help so much. And we are glad to have you back. And you are a theta healer. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And for anyone who's wondering what that is, it's spelled T-H-E-T-A.
Yes, theta.
A lot of people
wonder. Did you say
that? Yeah, theta.
Okay.
Yeah, like the different brain waves. Like you have alpha, gamma, beta, theta, and delta. So it's one of the brain waves.
So it really is a scientific thing.
It is
something that people aren't really talking about as much as those other ones you mentioned.
Right.
But
yeah,
it's just as important, I can imagine.
Well, it's interesting, and I could explain the different brain waves maybe. Like gamma, when you hear of a child being trapped under a car, and then the mother goes and releases this incredible amount of energy and can actually move the car, she's in a gamma wave. Like that's that super consciousness wave, that super fast, right?
Oh, I always wondered what that
was
called.
Yeah, it's like a super heightened, extensive wave, and like you're actually using both sides of your brain when you enter the gamma state, which is a lot of things can happen there. Then there's most of us, like right now when we're up, right, walking, talking, going about our daily lives, we're in a beta state, which is completely alert, paying attention, and going on about our business. And when we're a little more relaxed, like say we're watching a movie or TV, we probably go into like an alpha state. We're a little more relaxed and stuff like that. And then the theta is the brain wave where you're dreaming. And the delta wave is when you're in deep sleep. So you actually hit the theta wave when you're sleeping. And, you know, when you have what's called the REM cycle, when you're dreaming, you are holding a theta wave. Yeah.
So do you always reach REM, rapid eye movement, which is so important to get your good sleep? It's very important for your brain. Can we always reach that? And if we don't, then we're not reaching theta either. Is this correct?
Well, that would be true. Yeah, I guess. I guess it would all depend on a sleep study to make sure you're getting adequate rest. Like I don't study people's sleep patterns and stuff, so I really don't know about that. I know you're supposed to be hitting all of these cycles, like, you know, we all,
I'm actually,
you know, hit
sleep studies
all of these cycles of, at
right.
some point during the day. Yeah, yeah. But when you're dreaming and you're in that REM state, that is the theta brainwave right there. So with theta
so
healing.
For healing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
then you're taking it one step further.
What theta healing does is we are trained to hold that theta brainwave. So we're dreaming when we're witnessing. And when you look at this is the science behind it, the law of quantum physics, double slit experiment held where the scientists were watching the particles. So we're going to go a little deep here into science and the quantum level.
I like
here.
That.
Okay.
I like
okay.
that because I can go deep
perfect.
With you on this stuff. I love
nice.
It so much. Yeah.
Okay. So have you heard of the double slit experiment?
No.
Okay. So some scientists got together and they were firing particles of matter through a slit in a screen to see if they would land in the straight line of the slit, the same formation on the screen behind it, right? So they fired the particles, and sure enough, the particles made a line of where the slit was. So they put two slits in the first screen and fired the particles, and they expected to have two lines on the screen behind it. But what happened is it was like a wave pattern. So they couldn't understand it because they're like, there's two slits. There should be two lines on the screen. What happened? So they decided to observe the particles as they were being fired through the double slit. And what the scientists found was that behaved as though they knew they were being watched. And instead of creating the wave formation that it did when they weren't looking at it, now it created another double slit.
Wow.
So the mere act of watching and observing changes the outcome of your reality.
Oh.
So, right? Isn't that cool?
Love it. Yeah.
So
wow,
that's what
this is powerful
theta,
stuff.
It is. It really is. So, you know, when you are imagining or dreaming something and you go into that theta brainwave, you are literally creating it because you're watching those particles happen. So you have set the command with the creator of all that is. I mean, and that could be whoever you consider your higher power, like if it's God, if it's Buddha, if it's Krishna, like there's so many of them, right? Whoever
the universe,
God is, right? Yes, the universe, exactly. Source energy, the divine. It's all
wow.
You know,
so this
is
manifestation.
You.
This
yeah.
is really a proven fact that it works. Scientific
it
proven
is.
Fact.
Scientifically proven that
yes.
these particles, when they are observed, they act as though they know they're being watched.
That
so
is
you can
great.
Create what you
I
want.
Mean, there's so much to the human body, and it's
mm-hmm.
so amazing what they find out.
Yeah.
I love it so much. So when did you find this out, and is this what inspired you to study and become a theta healer?
Well, what actually inspired me to become a theta healer? Well, I heard about that experiment in my class, the first class I took on theta healing, which you can find on YouTube. If you just look up the double slit experiment, you can find it. There's all
okay.
kinds of information on it out there. So I heard about that in the first class, but what led me to my first theta healing class was after being diagnosed with MS at age 13 and being sick and tired, I decided by the time I was 30, I decided I was sick and tired of being sick and tired and decided that I needed to find out where my power lies because I didn't want to spend any more time in bed. I'd wasted enough time being sick, right?
Right, and
so,
then maybe not using chemicals. I don't know
yeah.
what kind of drugs they treat that with. Oh, but I mean, I don't like that. All kinds, right?
Pick your poison, right?
Right. Oh, you know, that's smart of you at 30 years old to just take the reins and just into this and find a very holistic, natural way to heal yourself.
Oh, thank you. Well, nothing else was really doing anything, right? Like, they were giving me a time I was on interferon, so I was giving myself needles every day and all the other drugs, which you need another drug to combat the side effects from this drug.
Right.
And that, you know, like that big hamster wheel that we all get on when you're, you know, in
there,
the medical
system.
There's
tons of bottles.
Yeah, and you can't go
anywhere.
Yeah,
I'm proud. I don't have
a big
that.
Bag of medication. Yeah, right.
Right. No. Oh, my medicine. And they're on the airplane, and they're, like, holding their bag tight to their body. It's like they can't go anywhere without those pills. Yeah.
Exactly.
What a freeing thing to be not have to do that.
Yeah.
All those chemicals in your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what
actually
happened when I took the theta, because I was like, I need to find out where my power lies. I need to get better. I need to see what there is to this. So, and that day was the last day I used my cane, because I had several canes and I was even using a walker at one point. They expected me to be in a wheelchair by the time I was 30. And I decided I wasn't having that.
No. Like, I'm glad that we're talking about this. I had forgotten that you had MS, and my mom's really good friend had that when I was growing up, and we'd visit her a lot. And you know what? Therefore, I do know about it.
Uh-huh.
And the devastating effects it can cause.
Mm-hmm.
But in your case, I mean, how many years has it been since you have been using this therapy?
Well, since I started doing the theta healing in 2017, so I've been on the road to recovery since then, and it's kind of like every day is a little better.
Oh, that's
great. And I haven't needed a cane since 2017, since the day I took
theta. Oh, that's wonderful.
What was
the
so
day?
Amazing, the very day that I took, the day. Like a day.
Okay,
like
so what
there.
Did you take exactly?
Well,
what are the details of this?
Well, the key point was this, was the change in mindset and energy.
Yeah.
Everything is energy, right? Like even like the pen I'm holding in my hand right now is a bunch of atoms vibrating at the frequency of a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I am a bunch of atoms vibrating at the frequency of Michelle. You're a bunch of atoms vibrating at the frequency of Barbara. We are all energy, right? We're all sharing particles and stuff. It's because we're in this big...
Oh, we feel it. We feel it.
Yeah.
This pen gives me a bad feeling. It can. It literally can.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like a person.
Yeah, we are all
that's
connected.
Why I was thinking...
We literally are.
Is this a trigger... individually, these little triggers, or is it really something, say some object triggers me and makes me feel icky, it's got bad energy to me, but it's reminding me personally of something. It wouldn't have bad energy for another person, would it? Like a lamp,
no,
like
not
from your childhood or something.
No. Right.
Okay.
It would be individual for each person, right? There's different beliefs on different levels. Like there's the group consciousness level, which let me think back. Okay, let's go back 100 years and, you know, women couldn't vote. Right? It was just a global consciousness thing that women didn't do that, right? And, you know, things have changed. So now we know that's not true anymore. So... back in like the 1400s, bleeding cured illness. Remember how they used to do stuff like that, or putting leeches on people?
Leeches.
There's like these different group consciousness beliefs that, you know, people believed at the time, like diabetes is incurable, or once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. Right? Like,
no, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because it is true, there's a lot of mindsets. Like the way I understand about the alcoholics is that they will tell you they're always a recovering alcoholic. They're never going to be cured, but that they're always recovering. My question is, what is the most profound thing you've experienced somebody go through when it comes to state of healing that you've helped someone with?
I've actually helped somebody with endometriosis. And, there's two that just popped into my mind, like endometriosis, which is really because when you understand the disease and how it manifests, you can understand the emotions and the problems that the person is having on a metaphysical level that are manifesting those qualities, right? But another person, she was supposed to go in for surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome, and she no longer is going for surgery. So there's
it is how
two.
You think. Okay, before you go on, because I'm going to forget. When you raised the point of that day, you used state of healing, and it's a mindset. I really believe this. Now, are you saying that it's because of the way you're perceiving it in your mind is the actual healing? It's not something you're taking. It's not a drink, a pill, a exercise. What is it? It's not, right? It's about your mind.
Yeah, it's it's that energy shift. And I'll explain how that energy shifted. Like, I had to go down a set of stairs. And at that time, with, you know, somebody who couldn't walk very well, a set of stairs is like kind of a nightmare. But nobody knew me. And I was bound and determined that I'm going down these stairs and I'm going to make it back up somehow, come hell or high water. Nobody knew me. I just sat against the wall and I thought, yep, I'll get through this course. And the first thing the teacher says is, okay, everybody, we're going to be sitting for a while, so let's get up and dance. And I'm like, oh, God. So here was a pivotal moment right there. That was my defining moment, as Dr. Phil would say, right? I had a choice right then and there. It was, and say, I can't dance. I have MS, which is something I would have been doing for the last, 20 years before that. Or I could choose to participate by standing up and just swaying back and forth. And that's what I chose to do. And I felt the shift. Just that change in mindset of what is possible, instead of just automatically shutting down, what is possible?
Yes.
Right? Like,
there's
what would happen
choice.
If I said yes?
Yeah. It's fear. It's fear, too, that is a
it
paralyzing
is.
Factor.
Yes. Yes. Fear.
And we use this
so
without
bad.
MS. People who don't have it use the fear thing and it stops them. That stops them. You know, a person who didn't have MS may have just sat that one out because they were so fearful of standing up and participating just because they didn't want people to, like, make fun of them or something. It really is. But you're taking it,
I'm
that you're telling
to,
us that it can really, really change physical problems. Johnny, wait.
Yeah. I want to say
this
something.
This really can change physical elements.
I wanted to say something. I'm trying to think about a good way to jump into this. I mean, because I don't want to, Barbara, I'm trying to think of a good way, if it's okay to ask this without making
sense. Well,
what
are you
asking?
Something about yourself? Are you asking something about yourself, Johnny?
No, it's actually about you. It's for your benefit, but I
don't
know.
I don't think so. Please don't mention it. How am I supposed to read your mind? I mean, I'm psychic, but my mind is really focusing right now on this.
You're right.
So, thank you. She is saying, thank you. Okay. Thank you,
Johnny.
Okay. I'll check it in a second. Michelle, you're saying that this is it proven? Well, I mean, it has to. I mean, how can it really prove that, her change of mindset with doing and acknowledging and using Theta Healing really has made her physically better from an ailment, a disease, a sickness, a whatever. Why aren't we telling people for this coronavirus then?
Oh my God, I know. I have been, but nobody wants to listen to me because I'm just the crazy conspiracy theorist.
I'm listening, and I believe it because I know it's true. I know it's true with mind things and how you feel. And I've been telling myself, you are so, like, you are put together. You are, there was a word. I have it
Your
written down.
Body
you have to write things
so
down.
You're so intelligent. You already have everything you need to heal within you already. Like, for example, if you were to take a knife, and I don't recommend anybody do this, but if you took a knife and you were to cut yourself, what would begin to happen immediately? Your body would start sending all its little warriors to repair the damage, and you would heal it. Like, all the clotting cells to stop the bleeding, and then the antibiotic, the macrophages would come along, and all the white blood cells.
Yeah, but what if you did... Didn't mean to interrupt you, but I am saying, what if you said, hey, that knife is not going to cut me, or maybe not that to that extent, but I'm telling you, I walked on glass on purpose because I knew I wouldn't get, my feet would not get cut. I did that in front of people, and they were like, this is like one of my first times ever out working, and I flew from Nashville to California. Like as a model, and I had this group of people who were having so much fun. We were like in a hotel suite, and like somebody broke a lamp and it smashed. And I'm like, I can walk across that, and my feet will not bleed. And they're
and
like,
you
no,
can
no.
do anything you
walked.
Want to do.
Yes, I walked,
awesome.
And they were so amazed. And I'm telling you, I have been in other realms. You can talk to me about this stuff because I have witnessed it. And again, last night even. Because I've opened myself up to this stuff. Yes, I have to heal myself because, you know, I went to a physical therapist thinking, oh, my God, I had that stair fall. I feel, you know, I mean, I was battered. I had a physical therapist. They said, hey, all you need to do is work out again. And you know what? I got my butt out of there and started doing it. And because I was telling myself, oh, no, every time I try to work out, something clicks or something pulls or other time, nope, I'm going to break, you know.
Yeah, the trigger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was all in my mind. And you know what? But I would get hurt. I would get pulled. I would get, ow. You know, and once I had that mindset, because they told me, no, you're okay, just go work out, I was totally fine. I've been fine since then.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we literally can do whatever we just, like, when we put our mind on something and we decide we're going to do it, it's amazing what we can accomplish. Like you said, the glass, I have a friend who did the Tony Robbins, she walked on the fire. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
So
you have to be there,
totally
though.
Possible.
You have to know it in your mind. Otherwise, it's not going to work. I mean, you have to know without a shadow of a doubt in your mind. And you know when that is. So do it. Well, maybe not at home. You know how they say, don't try this at home. I better put that disclaimer out right
don't
now.
Don't try this at home, folks. You got to be in a certain mindset.
Okay, I want to give Barbara a chance to see the message that I sent her. Okay.
Well, when I do shows, I don't look at text, but I will.
Well, I'm sorry,
Barbara. Johnny Wants. Why don't you talk about something about yourself while I check it, please?
Okay. I mean, like, for example, me, you know, we talked about the triggers of the, like, seeing the beach and, you know, and about how it used to be upsetting to me because of the time that I got lost on the beach when I was, like, 5.
Right.
And, oh, God, it was awful. I mean, and I associate the beach to being physically fit, you know. It's not a place where you go if you're really, really good shape, you know.
Right. Okay. So let's look into that. So you're on the beach. So you got lost on the beach when you were 5, right?
Yes, something like that.
Okay. And I think you had mentioned you were told not to talk to strangers, so you didn't ask anybody for help, right? Okay.
That's right.
Okay. So now how do you feel when you go to the beach now? Like, do you still
Well, yeah, I'm a little bit better, but I think what it is that I don't have anybody to go on the beach with. I think another reason is that I don't like it is my parents, you know, they have each other. My two of
Pardon
my sisters
me?
Are married. What?
He said his parents have each other. That's what he said.
But he,
okay.
Yeah, I don't really have somebody special that I can walk down the beach with romantically. So, you know, it's sort of like they associate the beach to being a place where, you know, it's
you don't belong.
Very romantic.
He doesn't feel he belongs
yeah.
there. That's so
okay.
sad.
Okay. Well, let's fix
wow.
that for you if
I didn't
you'd like.
Know. Oh, thank you for fixing this for Johnny, because I tell him, hey, you live right on the beach. Your back door's the beach. Why aren't you going out there every day and just walking
yeah.
for, like, even 10 minutes? You have
yeah.
that. People would die for that. I mean, you have it, Johnny. Just go yep. out, and even if it's 3 steps, just do it. And he wouldn't
wow.
do it. And now I know why. I never knew this.
Wow. He's afraid of getting lost. And being
I feel
alone.
Like he's afraid of a lot of things. He's afraid
yeah.
of being alone, looking like he's alone and not feeling uncomfortable with looking alone. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
have
right.
love. The love is for physically fit
that.
People. All these things are mm-hmm. he's thinking every time he thinks of the beach. So why would
exactly.
he go?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to put it on mute while you cleanse this.
All
or,
right.
I mean,
oh,
so you're
okay.
going
you're
to,
go
right?
Check the text message, okay?
Right. Okay, no, I just want you to get this, and I'll check it, but I also want to pay attention.
All right.
I hope
okay.
it's not a long message. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle.
So,
okay.
Jonathan, would it be okay to pull the energy of shock, trauma, and fear that you felt when you were 5 years old and lost on that beach by yourself? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so I'll just get you to close your eyes and take a deep breath and let that energy change.
Okay.
And can we give you, download the feeling that the beach is a safe, warm place for you to be? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Get you to take a breath. And can we show you that it is always safe for you to ask for help?
Yes.
Okay. Pulling that shock of, and can we pull the fear of being alone
mm-hmm.
and replace it with unconditional love and compassion and
mm-hmm.
the knowing that you are never alone because your higher self is always with you. Would that be okay?
Okay.
And can we show you who you are, what your life looks like, and how it feels to wander through life and on the beach without fearing getting lost, knowing that you'll
yes.
always find your way home? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. So if you think about the beach now, how does that feel compared to, say, 10 minutes ago?
Well, you know, I look at it differently than I do when I'm a kid. I mean, I think that it's – I look at it sort of like from a standpoint of being five, you know, as opposed to an adult. I mean, I think that you know, in a sense, I guess I could have been educated a little bit. Like, I could have been told, talk to a policeman, you know. That's something they could have told me. You know,
right.
But that would have been, you know, they don't really, you're right. I don't know if you have any kids, but I do think that, you know, it's always good to tell them not to talk to strangers, but you need to make sure
right.
that when you tell yeah. them that, you know, you need to make sure that you tell them who to talk to, because otherwise they're going to be miserable if they're lost, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's so scary. And for the parents, too. I mean, I never got lost, but I felt like for even 30 seconds, I couldn't find my daughter, and she was underneath the shopping racks of the clothes. You know, they're only four or five. You just think, I mean, because it happens. It does happen to some people.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay, so thank you for doing that with Johnny, because I remember you already did a healing for me last time, and this time it was for Johnny, so that was his turn, and it was wonderful. And Johnny,
well, you'll have
are
to
you
going to
exercise
to
those things?
Now,
what's the next step, Michelle?
Well, what I'm going to do probably is that I'm going to start going out more when it's going to be spring. But two, I just got my vaccine, so, you know, it's going to start to heal. I tell you, you know, it's like I'm planning so many things, and one of them is visiting this nice young lady here who we're talking to, Barbara.
Yeah, and I bet you're going to go walk on the beach with me, right, Johnny? And it's a different than Florida. It's California. And so that makes it different how to you.
You'll, I'll be with you.
Oh.
And I'll probably
be not,
doing it with
Elsie
as well.
It is not different than your beach out there. And you can imagine what we could talk about on our beach walks. And it's nice and chilly. I love it on the beach when it's windy and you go out, you look at all the wind surfers. I even talked to some the other day. Too bad I lost battery on my phone because they were really cute. And I mean, they were older men, like, you know, like my age, but very in shape and amazing. And I have the beach and I'm going to surround myself with wonderful people who are athletic and physical and wonderful. And I can't imagine it would be too crowded in Johnny's backyard beach in beautiful Destin, Florida.
Well,
white sand, by the way.
I live within long distance of the Hilton. And that's where a lot of the spring breakers stay. But I think that it's going to be even more interesting now because everybody's more vaccinated. I mean, you know, the third of the population is vaccinated. So, I mean,
is it busy? Oh, that is something, Michelle. I mean, if he's living close to a hotel like that with party people, I didn't know. I was imagining just like a calm beach like I have in Hamilton.
Okay. So,
I don't know.
Be a lot of strangers. Oh, my gosh. So there's a lot of strangers on the beach. Is that correct?
No, there's not. No, there's not. Because I know my friend Mac McClung, who lives a 4-minute drive down from you. I Google Earthed it, and you know what? He's constantly posting from his backyard beach, wide spaces. Yeah, and his daughter jumping in the air and free and clean. You know what?
Wow.
It's a wonderful place, Johnny. No more excuses. We have Michelle Phillips here for a reason, and that's to Theta Heal. Now, are you going to accept her Theta Heal, or are you going to keep on with these excuses?
I'm going to accept it. I'm going to accept it.
So tomorrow we want to see a selfie on the beach.
Yeah, we need our selfie on the beach, Johnny. That'll be great. And that will make him do it, because you know what? Sometimes people need, they don't have that brain power yet. They haven't exercised doing this at all. They haven't ever thought their thoughts could change.
Exactly.
Anything,
and we just remove
let alone their
the
body.
Energy of the fear of being alone, the fear that you're going to get lost out there. And we cleared the trauma of being lost at 5 years old. So that cellular memory is no longer there. So when you step out on that beach, you shouldn't get that feeling in the pit of your stomach that you're used to getting of, and you're not quite sure what it is. And then you remember, oh, wait, when I was five, because that's not there anymore.
And isn't this like a kind of a study, I don't know if it's it, but where people take the pill that has nothing in it and they don't tell them if it has the chemical in it or
placebo.
Not. Yeah, placebo is the word. Is this the kind of same thing?
You know what? If it is, I would welcome a placebo effect. Like, I mean, we can.
Yeah.
There are studies that we could physically measure the frequency and the things that have been changed. And you guys aren't here in person, so I can't do muscle testing on you to find out. But a good way to find out energy has changed, and you might want to look into this because it's really, really a good way to be your own human lie detector. Because you totally know if you're, you know, lying to yourself, because we all,
we've done muscle testing. We have done this on the show. We've been taught. Yes. But, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want us to do it? Yeah. Right, Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, they said I was really good at it. Yeah.
Okay. Can Johnny do the muscle testing?
Because
I'd like for him to test if it's safe to go on the beach.
Well, what do I mean, what do I test with? What do I use?
Your body, right?
Yeah.
You explain it, because we had Vanessa. She would always talk about muscle testing, remember? But I don't know if she really did teach us how. I mean, so if you have a way to actually teach,
there's videos on YouTube that do it. But one of the ways that works, I find works quite well, is if you stand up with your feet nice and flat on the ground, nice and balanced and centered, facing north, with your eyes closed, say your name, like, my name is Jonathan. And for a yes, your body, just kind of let your body fall, like lean in one way, and you'll notice that your body leans, like, either forward or backwards when you're facing north. So when you're telling the truth, that you say, my name is Jonathan, your body should start to lean forward. And if you were to say, my name is April, which we know is not true, your body should lean backwards. So that's an easy one. Like, it's something that I use a lot at the grocery store. Like, if I'm buying something and I'm like, this has, you know, genetically modified blah, blah, blah in it. And it's like, yes, it does. Because, like, it's all
energy. Oh, really?
Energy test.
I never
thought
of that, to do it there.
Yeah, you can do it with vitamins,
too,
to find out if these are the right vitamins for you and stuff. Like, when you go to the pharmacy and you're just like, these are in my highest and best, say that and you'll.
Yeah, because you just. It's so much to read, you just don't even get them at all. But if you could use your power, which lies in every single one of us, tap into that, you could save so much time.
Big time.
And be more healthy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, can we try it? I want to try it. Okay, let's all sit down facing north. I've already figured out. Okay, the sun's setting. It's easy to figure that out right now for me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm facing north.
Can we do it sitting
and
down?
And I'm sitting down. Should I sit down on it like a normal surface? Standing up.
You
want to
stand up. Yeah, stand up and face north with your eyes closed.
Okay.
And then say
your
name.
Are you doing that,
name.
Johnny, right now?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
No, you gotta stand
up.
Stand up?
Yeah, stand up and face north. And with your eyes closed, say, my name is Jonathan.
My name is Jonathan. Oh my God, I went back so fast.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, because you're Barbara.
Yeah. I know. Well, nobody else is saying anything, so I thought I would do it. And you know what? That was weird. Oh, my gosh, Michelle. I've never
Isn't
felt it
cool?
like that before, ever.
Yeah. I find that is just, like, so awesome. It's like, because you just close your eyes, say something out loud, and if it's true, you'll go forward. And if it's not true, like, your energy knows if you're lying or not. It's so cool.
Yeah. And on the show before, we used to have this psychic come on, and she was really into that, and she would do that throughout her readings, and she wanted me to try it, and I would do it along with her. But sometimes I was right, and sometimes I wasn't, and sometimes I couldn't even feel my body move. But, I wasn't heading north. I wasn't standing up. And I didn't have my eyes closed. You know, I was just anywhere. So maybe I was at the right, longitude, latitude before, and then other times I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So thank you.
One thing
that
I've noticed,
was valuable
welcome.
To me.
Yeah. Well, the facing north, because if you think like a compass, right, like it's magnetic north, and we are all magnets. We all have a magnetic energetic field to us, right?
Yeah.
So you got the magnetics going for you. And when your eyes are closed, you're signaling to yourself that you are going inside for an answer. And you have less chance of lying to yourself. Because, like, I know the other muscle testing, like with the fingers and stuff like that, and my subconscious knows how to get around all that stuff. So I don't even
Oh, my gosh. Like, and that all makes so much sense. The magnetic force and the force that you're using and your body. I mean, we are so amazing as human beings, as creatures, whatever you want to say. What are we?
Yeah.
I mean, there must be so
like
much,
we're so much
more that we're not
can
using
fit in our meat suit, you know.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I had a major experience last night again because I'm opening myself up, and it was Well, do we have time to hear a 5-minute story? And Johnny, are you okay with that?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. Last night again. Okay. I felt the feeling where your heart feels so full of love and joy that you are frozen and your brain is thinking of a million things.
Wow.
One second you're thinking of it and only good and wonderful and more, and you just feel like crying. You're so elated and you feel the force where it's coming from, and you try to just hold your hand. Like, you know, people are in churches, they have their hands up. I've never been one of those, but you know, they're not faking. I mean, they're feeling something. So, I mean, it's like
it's
kind
a
of
gratitude.
The, what
it's
I do.
Like a receiving.
Oh, wow, Michelle, this has happened to me, I think, 4 times. And then, right when it's, I just want to tell my daughter, and I bring myself to, like, then it goes away, and I go to her. door and I start to cry. I'm like, it happened again. I was in the other realm. She believes me. She really does.
Yes.
And it is fantastic. I love
Absolutely.
It. And it's only when I think positive. Like, I was so negative yesterday. I sat down and I go, you know what? Actually, that's really wonderful. And I like how that person does that. I started watching the Grammys. You know, and I was like, well, you know, I'm going to sit through this and rank on it. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to see the good. And all of a sudden, it happened.
Yes, because you were choosing to look for, see, energy or attention goes, or energy flows where attention goes. So you were looking for things to feel good about. So the universe was showing you more things to feel good about. And then you felt better about it. So the universe kept giving you more. And then you felt better, and so it gave you more. And that's how it works.
Oh, does this ever happen to you? It is so amazing.
Yeah.
It does?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have chills all over.
Yeah.
Only
but
if we could live here and started to really
you...
have, sorry to interrupt you, but have people like you with expertise in the field of all of this, the paranormal, whatever, I don't know if you call it that. out
it,
there.
It's all that
the,
is. You know,
thank you.
Words are just words. It's all that is. It's the energy of all that is. There's so much out there. How could we ever put a label on it?
Well, can we try to see if Johnny was successful with his little his muscle testing test? Johnny,
yes.
I mean,
are you still,
standing?
I'm sorry.
I felt what you're experiencing. I think I'm going to have to practice it a little bit, but... Because I think that I don't really know what North
ask?
Is. Like, I don't know what North is.
Well,
the compass. How do you know what North is?
Okay.
Well, you're living on the beach, so right facing west, and just now turn a quarter to your right.
Is the sun still?
No, he's in Florida. He's down. Sun's down.
Yeah, if he could, if you look at which way that, like, where does the sun usually come up where you are? You can kind of navigate where
you're up. You're right. Oh my God, I'm thinking it sets in the west, only for the west, which is me.
Right, because it rises in the east,
wherever
it sets in the west. So you're going to want to face between north and between east and west, facing.
So if he finds where the sun sets in the east, find that first, and then we'll tell you how to get to north from there, right?
Yeah, sets in the west.
Yeah, because some people don't know. They've never really, so many people I know, Michelle, don't know how what direction they're going in. And I mean, my dad's a pilot. I almost know how to fly. It's like, what? How do you, how are you going to survive? Like, if you really, really needed to. It's weird to me. Not ranking on you, Johnny. I mean, a lot of my friends are like, oh, I don't know directions. I'm like, well, where is the sunset?
Too. I only know because I finally decided that I needed to figure out from my house where each cardinal direction was. So.
Right, and like military time, I know how to do that. A lot of people would be totally confused with that. My dad made me charts when I was in high school. I was a flight attendant too, and it really helped. And already having it in my brain, and then so there's other things too. Like, why don't we do like things like Johnny does exercises? He went to even classes on how to memorize things, and he has taught me some really great tricks
I
can actually memorize the phone numbers. I couldn't do it.
What it is that there's this it's really I mean, I can if you want to hear it, I'll tell it to you.
Well, we could do this and the theta healing and other all the things that are natural and good. If we did all of those, how great would our life be? That's all I want.
Exactly.
So here's another. Johnny, are you going to tell us exactly how? Because I don't know if we have time for a full lesson, but can you just give us the points of what it is?
I'll tell you something that I've heard. This is a very simple one that I've heard. And I've given this is totally legal academically, just so that you know, everyone, you know, like, and you give this to Priscilla, it isn't cheating, it isn't, you're going to get her in trouble with any of her teachers, it's just, this is what they tell you to do. If Priscilla is taking a test, and she doesn't remember the answer, tell her to look at the ceiling.
She kept telling me to do that. She would always say that after you taught her that. That was so cute. Why does that work?
Look at the ceiling.
I taught Priscilla that.
Yeah, and then she reminds me when I can't find something. She's like, Mom, or even remember what you were about to do or something. Why is that working? Is this a theta where you're telling yourself, I'm going to look at the ceiling and then
brain,
I'm going to know, or
it's
what?
Your brain going. It sets your brain going.
Is it
going.
Kind of like
it's
a
just,
theta? I think it is.
Wow, it would be because I'm thinking about that now, and whenever I notice somebody's, you know, or trying to remember, or you ask a lot of people a question, a lot of people will look up.
Right.
Right. That's really interesting. So it's it's like searching for the answer.
That's looking that up too. I love YouTube, like you.
That is
too. That's my favorite channel. To find out things. I learn so much on YouTube, so much.
Oh, yeah.
I do it all day long, too, and positive stuff and how to be organized and how to be good and great and whatever. You know, the uplifting,
anything you want to know.
10 things you could do a day to make your whatever. Sorry to interrupt. You're the expert here. I'm just excited to have you on because wanted to. Do you remember my problem? Hold on. I just wanted to say that to the audience that, I was healed. And the main thing, my problem, like Johnny, his problem, it's the same kind of thing. Like, I felt like, people are going to look at me. But mine was like, they're going to laugh at me. Do you remember what my problem was? And then you took me through those simple steps, and I've never had a problem since. And I'm actually really loving using one of these things now.
What's that?
It was a phobia. I called it a phobia. Right, Johnny? She's the one who healed me, right?
Yes.
It was the telephone.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
No, that was going to be the next time, but that will be your next time you come back, if you don't mind. But no, it was a vending machine. Vending machine phobia. To when I was a little girl, and I would be so
that's familiar now.
Afraid of it. Yeah, I was terrified to go up because I would think I couldn't read it fast enough or put the money in correctly. I think somebody laughed at me once when I couldn't figure it out once, and I was really little, and I got this phobia. Everybody was staring at me like, It's basically, okay, you're a fear of people thinking you're stupid. That is the fear. And the vending machine was the biggest of the fear. So,
the trigger.
Yeah. The trigger. So I just never used them all through my life until now, because we have a vending machine out here, and we've had them. My daughter's 13. One time she was using it, and she was like only six. Like going up to it, Mom, may I have some change, please? Going up to it and doing it. And I go, oh, I can't believe you just did that by yourself. Wow. And I'm so glad that she wasn't, you know, taking on my problem, because it was really a problem. Because it was like not just that, but then it could have been the phone too, like the payphone, and it could have been different things to where, like, if I didn't have that phobia, I could have,
So it's better now.
It's affecting. It's affecting. Just that one little phobia thing can affect other things, though. It could be like maybe a spider web. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to think of it like that game Jenga. Like you find the bottom belief that's all the other limiting beliefs are structured on, like, and you pull that bottom one out and then the rest of them all come crumbling down.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we care about the little things too, because the little things add up to very big things. And it might seem like, oh, what's the big deal? She doesn't use a vending machine. What is she, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but it wasn't about that. It was about why you weren't using it, right? Because it was, you know, the fear of looking ridiculous, the fear of being ridiculed, the fear of looking stupid, you know.
Do a lot of psychologists use the theta healing techniques?
They should. I do know that there are some in this area who have taken the course that I've taken. So it will help them better. Like, I mean, most people tell me, you know, when they have a theta treatment, like 1 hour is like 10 years of therapy. Because we try to find the root of the problem. It's like, you know, it's not about listening to, I mean, you know, if somebody wants to pay me to sit and listen to them complain, then, you know, that's their choice and stuff. But I would much prefer to find out why you're suffering, and let's address that bottom issue where it all begins so that we can set you free and you don't need to suffer anymore.
Right. You know? Don't need to. And dive deeper, just dig deeper a little bit. And sometimes that hurts, though. What do you do?
Oh,
okay,
it does.
I want you to actually.
That's usually how I can tell when I'm getting close to people's bottom beliefs, is because they become quite emotional. And
to find you? And then tell us more about what you do, because I want people to be able to hire you, because you're doing this every day. You're their theta healer. It's
I have clients every day. Like I schedule people in for an hour, and if need be, you know, I'll go a little over. I don't want to leave anyone just kind of hanging in because a lot of people, like, it stirs up a lot of emotion on them. But it's great because
that drains that drain you as a person being the healer, because you're expounding out a lot of energy, I would imagine.
It's kind of funny. I sweat a lot when I'm doing theta. Like, the energy is just, it's really quite funny. Like, actually, I was working on my husband earlier, and I had to go change my clothes because it's just like the energy just
wow.
so much sometimes. Like,
oh my goodness!
Yeah. And it's like minus 10.
How many
here
can
today.
You do? But how many can you do per day without then, you know, being too drained?
I'd like to say about three. See, and it doesn't drain me. It's just a physical manifestation. I just go, you know, clean up, because I don't. It's not me that does the healing. The healing, I am just like, I am the doorway to allowing somebody to heal themselves through the creator of all that is. So it's just like, you know, I don't do the healing. It's like God, creator, does the healing and the person does the healing. I just facilitate the messages and help move the energy around, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And wow, I'm on your Facebook page right now that I've been connected to, Choose Love, and you are absolutely beautiful. You
look
like that actress. I told Johnny
thank
this.
You.
What was that? Jodie Foster. I mean, the first picture. Nobody ever has said that to you? Oh, wow.
Not
Jodie
Foster,
but you're better.
No. Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. And look at you with your beautiful husband. You guys make a gorgeous couple.
Oh, thank you.
So, here is her page, everybody. Can they find where to... your husband?
I can give out my email address if anyone is interested in contacting me for Theta Healing or booking a session. My email address is michelleann9@gmail, and Michelle is spelled with one L.
And what about Anne?
michelleann9@gmail.com.
Okay, I will repeat that at the end when we are going to a close. I will definitely repeat that. And I remember your name was Anne, too. Mine is Barbara Ann. But here on your Facebook, is your name really, it's so beautiful, Mike. Okay. Do people just call you Michael Ann? Michael Ann?
Most people call me Michelle. I put Michelle Ann on there just because it stands apart, because it's just different. And it's also my pen name, like for when I published my book.
Okay. Oh, tell us
about
your book, too.
Michelle Ann. Yeah. So my book is about my journey, like a and how the Theta Healing works, like when we're talking about the limiting beliefs, like just for example, how your subconscious picks up on all these crazy things that don't work for you. When I was born, I was underdeveloped lungs. I was put in an incubator for 9 days. They thought I was going to die. I was not expected. So those first 9 days of my life, what's my subconscious learning? Being sick is getting me fed. Being sick is getting me warm. Being sick is getting me all the attention that I need. My very survival based on how loud I could scream and be sick. Right?
Yes.
So then that pattern followed me all through life with like major series of unfortunate events because it just, you know, I've been in and out of hospitals and doctors since the day I was born, literally. And until I decided I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I pulled that belief that I needed to be sick to have attention and changed it so that, no, I can have attention because I deserve to have attention without needing to be sick.
Until you were 30 years old, right?
What's that?
You were 30. I mean, that is a long time to carry that burden in your mind. That didn't need to be there. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God you found it. How did you find it again?
I started researching when I was 30. The first thing I remember looking into was Wayne Dyer. I don't know if you've heard of him or not.
Oh, yeah.
He was like my hero.
Yes.
So
he's
I started
off
with Wayne Dyer. And then get some Louise Hay stuff. And then I looked into Reiki. And then I learned how to practice the Reiki. And I practiced it on myself daily for a couple of years. And I just kind of kept getting a little better and a little better and a little better until I found the Theta class in 2017. And that's when my life changed.
Oh, so a class that you actually went to?
Yes.
Or online. You did?
I
you went as
to.
A student. Oh,
yes,
that's nice.
I actually went to the Theta classes.
I think that is just much better. I mean, so that obviously, that was way before Corona anyway. So
Yeah.
That was wonderful that you actually, then you kept in it and going and going, and that people now are booking you to help them.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Oh, and this is, that's something I wanted to mention. A particular client with endometriosis, like, in showing like how disease will manifest itself in certain ways. Because like, I just found this was, it just kind of blew my mind. But when you know what endometriosis is, it's like the inside.
Well, what is it? Can you tell? I forgot. Is it something to do with the reproduction system in a woman?
Yes. So the endometrium is the lining of the uterus. Okay. And endometriosis, that type of tissue, the endometrium, starts growing outside of the uterus. So it could be growing, that type of tissue is growing on like ligaments and on your bladder and on your fallopian tubes and the ovaries.
That's
and
serious.
Even in your intestine. Oh, very, very serious. And here's like the worst part about it is that tissue sheds once a month too, but it has nowhere to go.
Oh.
Right. So it's very painful and it ends up forming a lot of adhesions and just, you know, a lot of pain. But here's the interesting thing about it. Like, because we were able to fix it when I got, you know, the long story short, got digging into this. And her problem was boundary issues with her son.
Oh.
Now think about that and how that's related.
Boundary.
It's all about boundaries, right?
It
and
was
her
creating
son
another boundary.
Came from her womb.
Womb. Oh, whoa. Mm.
It's like, is that not mind-blowing?
That is. Okay.
It's like once
did
we healed her boundaries
better,
and showed her
obviously.
How to have healthy boundaries, her body healed.
Oh, thank goodness. So this is a major, major success story. Wow.
Yeah.
Because you could eventually die from that. I didn't know this was a very serious thing. I didn't ever know anybody
serious.
Who had it, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I have a couple of cousins, actually, who have it, and they've, one of them, I didn't even really know, like, she lives, well, not that far away, but don't keep in touch that much, but yeah, I just found out she had, like, 5 surgeries in the last couple of years for hers, and I'm just like, oh my God, I had no idea.
Wow. Oh, so a lot of surgeries, probably a lot of scar tissue and like removal of all of the bowel that can't even exit your body. It has nowhere to go.
Exactly.
And your body's
like
sending every signal it can to like attack it. It's just going crazy. I mean, how could you feel good? But the brain, if those people can do it and hello, if I wake up in a grumpy mood just because I'm grumpy and my neck, I slept wrong because the pillow wasn't right, you know, I think I could, you know, fix that if she can fix her endometriosis.
Yeah, by having the right boundaries. Or if your elbow hurts, for example, it could be telling you you're having difficulty making decisions. If your thumb hurts,
and feet?
You're having problems with authority.
Like
one thing
that
happened
I like
to me
this.
When the lockdown happened here last year, I started losing my hair. Right?
Yeah, me too. It's getting thin. It is thin.
You
and I'm
too?
Like, what in the world?
Okay.
Vitamin
I want
D?
You to muscle test. I want you to muscle test
I'm
something. Authoritarian control makes me lose my hair.
I did go forward.
Okay.
I did, and
like
I've always not liked that. Yes,
okay.
I need to release it from my whole childhood.
Okay, so let's
too.
Release that authoritarian control, and let's release you from any past lives you had where you were shamed, whether you were locked up or you had to have your head shaved. Because, like, if you think about it, like, the Jews, they all had their head shaved. You join the army, they shave your head. in the 1800s, women put in mental institutions, and they, you know, they'd shave your head so you'd lose your hair, right? And so now this authoritarian lockdown, my hair started falling out.
I was in prison.
And now I'm hearing it for you.
Yes, and I was in prison in a past life because I told this to a medium psychic of one of my favorites, and we know a lot, and she said, you have all of these images of you being in prison, because I've been thinking, hey, I'm a good person, but am I going to, like, mess up and end up in prison in this lifetime? Because I see this all the time, and sometimes I get obsessed with it and have to watch programs on it. Like, it's just, it is something, okay? She said I was in a past life in prison.
Well, would you like to clear all that ancestral trauma on the genetic level and on the history level, core level, and your soul level? Would you like to let that energy of being locked up, being imprisoned, being stuck under authoritarian control, and having to lose your hair because of it, would you like to let all of that go right now?
Well, I would, but I feel like I just am, like, asking for so much from you. But
no,
okay.
It's as simple as me. All I have to do is witness the energy change, and all you have to do is accept it.
Down or to stay standing north?
You just have to say yes and take a deep breath and allow this energy to flow.
Okay, definitely need to take a deep breath. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So I have your permission?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and permission to mark all vows, oaths, cords, psychic hooks, and contracts as complete, and we sever and tie any ties that bind you to the past, allowing you to move forward in the highest and best way without fear of authoritarian control in any way, shape, or form. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'll get you to muscle test again just to see if this changed. Say, I have to lose my hair.
I have to lose my hair. Oh, it totally went right back.
So we just cleaned that up for you.
Oh, my gosh, because I look at just a year ago and I think, what in the world? It's not like it got burned again from the colorist. It's like, what's going on here? I mean, no, I don't. I'm not going to, so I got all this expensive stuff. Well, I put it on the wish list. Nice people got me some nice stuff. I've been putting it on. Feels soft. It feels nice, but it's still the same. It's like, so, hey, when we have you back on, I'm hoping to see a little change in my hair. I mean, it's not like bald spots or anything, but everybody.
Yeah, you know, what I noticed in mine, because like I thought I'd noticed it, like, because, you know, vacuuming and stuff, I was noticing like a lot of hair coming out. But then when I went to my hairdresser, you know, because after, you know, we weren't allowed to for the longest time, and she grabbed my hair, and she's like, whoa, what happened? And I'm like, okay, it's not just in my head, right? But now I can see all these little tiny hairs all over my head, so it looks like I kind of have like a little mini brush cut going on.
Yes, and everybody, if you see Michelle Phillips in her photos on Facebook, you know she has this most beautiful head of long, blonde, beautiful, thick hair. Yeah, so, I mean, it's something you notice, and me too. Like, I was just like, hey, look at these older pictures. It's like, but they weren't that long ago. I thought, wow. Okay, I'm glad we touched upon that. So glad.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, you're welcome. I want to hear about
Dawson
on the beach.
Oh, yes. Okay. And also, I also could tell that you're from Canada, right?
Yes, I'm in New Brunswick, Canada.
I could tell right in the beginning of this show, and then I'm like, I saw your Facebook and thought, yes. But the accent, because I'm from Seattle. We were really close to Canada. We've been down Vancouver and Victoria. It was very similar. Yes, I know how they speak, and they explained it to me, too, how they perceive, like, how to read the words. So
I detected that, and that's cool. I loved going to Canada. I love Vancouver and Victoria, Canada.
I've never been, but I'd love to.
It's beautiful. Wow, so you are in a wonderful, natural place, and you have a nice husband. Did you want to tell us really quickly about that? And have you always had a wonderful relationship, or did Theta Healing heal that in any way?
You know, and it's funny because when I was a teenager, I kept dating the same asshole with a different haircut. You go through your patterns of guys, right? And here along, my husband, I've actually known him since I was a little kid. He was the little brat that lived up the street who put worms in my pool and decapitated my Barbie doll.
Oh, no. Probably because he likes
you,
right?
I've known him forever. We were friends throughout school and everything. And then we were both, it was after high school. I was going to college and, I'd finished college and I was working nights. And he was working nights. And if you've ever been on a night shift, you know, it's kind of lonely. So anyway,
it is.
We've been together ever since. And so, yeah, we've been married for 2.5 years now. I got married.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Married half
actually,
my life.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that. You've been married for 22 years? It says on your profile that you were married in 2018.
It says on my profile I was married in 2018?
Yeah, I think so.
No,
maybe I'm
married
in
2018. That would be a typo. Okay. That's a typo.
I might need to go fix that.
Let me see here.
Yeah, he'll go double check. But that's wonderful. And so isn't it wonderful when you can actually know somebody that well, who you're marrying is a childhood friend. That is, that's actually a very nice
I feel so
okay, I'm
blessed.
Thinking of
so
somebody else. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Okay, good. So she's got her thing down. Okay, where else can we find you? We have Facebook, and I'm going to repeat, because we are coming to a close, I want to, everybody, repeat where you can book Michelle Phillips, this amazing data healer. And if you caught the show late, you can find it on our YouTube channel, the Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel, and you will find that. We'll upload that after the show. And if anybody forgets where to find you, they can find you through us, because we're going to put the link to this show on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But what about you? Yes, we know it's Michelle Ann with one L and an E after the N. Michelle Ann 9@gmail.com. Email her to get your booking for Theta Heal. And she's been doing this for a long time, and you have clients that are actually, they've been healed. Bad problems, like this endometriosis. And can we find their stories on there if we go? Where can we find the stories? Instagram or Twitter or Facebook?
I haven't gotten all the testimonials in one place. I know I have another Facebook page where there were some old ones, but it doesn't have the latest. It has some old reviews on there, some other stuff that I did. But
Facebook, because they make it easy. If you ask the person to just do it there, it just kind of starts automatically. It's like one button I put on my Facebook, and then I'm starting to get nice things, and then it's added without you doing anything. That's all I know. Otherwise, it's really hard to keep up with that stuff. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I'm not that tech savvy.
The Facebook does it for you, everything. So I think everybody needs to go to your Facebook, because I'm looking at it and it's great, and you get a lot of information.
Yeah, and, you know, they could find me on Facebook, send me a message, you know, and
Did we talk about exactly what your book was titled and where to get your book?
I don't think we did. I never I don't remember talking about it, but it's called Been There, Done That, Wrote This, and it's a personal journey through chronic illness, bullies, and spirituality.
Wow. Okay, say it one more time in case people have their pen ready.
Okay, Been There, Done That, Wrote This.
Wow. I love it. Wrote it. I mean, what a great title. I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Ben, you
helped
done that,
me.
Wrote this.
Do you actually record? I know some people record healing processes. Do you do that, or do you just, is it on the phone? Is it in person? How does that work?
I just do them. Well, a lot of it's been on Messenger is kind of how I've been using it, or I'll use Skype.
Okay, but just since Corona. But what about before that? Do you think it matters on the phone or in person?
Well, no, it doesn't matter at all. Like, I have clients in Ontario, and I'm in New Brunswick. Like, my clients are all over the place, and we just, it's all online.
So this didn't even hurt your business, really, the coronavirus. It actually should be helping your business.
I actually
I'm
did
so glad
better
we had the
than
show.
I actually, you know, not to brag, because I know there's, you know, some people having some really horrible times out there, and I'm so, so empathic for them. My heart goes out to them, but I actually did better. Like, I had more clients than I did pre-corona.
I think that this is the time that people need it the most, because
there's
if
a lot
you
of hurting
survive,
people out there.
Oh yeah, if you survive the coronavirus, it's not just always over. Maybe it is for some people. It's been different, and these people are going through the feeling of, you know, with when you were experiencing the worst of the MS, where you said you're tired, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're getting like that. They're getting to where all they can do is do their job, like get up, go to work, and come, and they cannot do anymore. They're exhausted, and they probably wish they didn't even have to do that. And they're fatigued, and they're tired, and they're blind, and so many things. They need this.
Yeah. Well, if you think of it like this, think of, like, out in the wild. Think of, like, the African, like a gazelle or an impala, right? They want to lounge around in their day, but when that lion comes to chase them, that's when that, you know, your fear, your fight or flight kicks in. So that's only meant to be experienced at 10-minute bursts at a time. But here we have humanity running around in a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week state of a lion is trying to eat me.
Yes!
Yeah, wow, and that's no way for people to live. That is worse than any virus or illness out there, because that's what creates all disease, being in that constant fight-or-flight mode.
Oh, yes, I've known people, and they have no balance. I say, hey, friend, let's go to a movie. Just take your mind away from everything. Get lost in a film at a theater. I would have to drag this girlfriend out, this workaholic, and she would be always upset, and this has to get done, and what am I going to do? And, okay, well, then you're attracting more of that, for one thing, and then a lot of ailments start. And then age, too.
Oh,
let's age people real fast.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, no, fear is no way to live.
Wrinkly.
Like, you know, No, that fight or flight emotion, like, that is not meant to be a sustainable feeling. That is meant to get you out of a situation when, you know, like, if you were our ancestors, if they were out chasing or hunting their dinner and they were being chased by a saber-toothed tiger or a bear or whatever, you know, it was meant to get them through that, not
10
to be
minutes
a constant
only.
Baseline of your life.
And how real is this a statistic too? Like, you're meant to just be able to do that at 10 minutes a time, that adrenaline pump. Wow. And then people are just all, and they're taking things like coffee all day long, like, adrenaline junkies.
Yeah. Well, we're getting poisoned by everything, right? Like, you know, our food's designed to poison us. So the air's everything is just So it's just, it's like this perpetual hamster wheel everyone's running on, you know. And it's just,
do raw. I learned a lot about the diet on the YouTube. I should share this one doctor that I just found so wonderful because it would help ladies, too, with menopause because, you know, all of a sudden, they think it's 50 and it's really 52, and all of a sudden, things are just really changing, and you can't go become a doctor and know every little thing that's happening to you, but you can control it with your mind. You control it by theta. You can help the process go a lot more smoothly with your mind.
Yes, you can.
And that's what really is the bottom line here, right?
Hormones come into balance.
I can, because we need to help me with that next time. I don't want to take.
Okay.
I mean, you probably charge a lot. You know, I mean, how many? I guess like
my rate
three
is 80 Canadian per hour.
How much? What?
I'm $80 Canadian per hour.
Okay, so that must be less in the U.S.
Yeah, the dollar. I'm not sure what the ratio's at right now, but U.S. gets a pretty good deal.
I just noticed that on the price tags my whole life. I'm like, gosh, Canada seems expensive. But maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, because then, you know, you have a lot of other good benefits that Americans don't have. I think like free health care and stuff like that.
It's all relative. It's all relative.
It doesn't matter with the theta healing mind process. Where you live, what you do, how old you are, nothing. It is your mind working for you and using something that you have naturally. It's not like some kind of voodoo that we're talking about here. It's scientifically proven that this is something and it works.
Yep.
Okay.
It's energy, frequency, and vibration.
And how many sessions does it take to work through something that is more like a disease thing?
It really depends on the person. I have some clients that come see me once a month just because they like it. And they're always kind of going to deeper levels of healing within themselves. And then I have some people that I see them once and very best, they're on their way. The carpal tunnel, she was two treatments, and she's fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have that, too.
Yeah.
I have to always use a stylus. My hand cannot even do the typewriter properly anymore. It seizes. It actually seizes up. Oh, don't say, can you heal this now? Oh, you are so sweet. But I will. You know what? We should have her on more often. But we can't use her all up, Johnny boy. We have to let other people talk to her. I mean, that would be cool.
Right.
Cause it's really so helpful. All right. Well, we could talk about that. So thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on and spending so much time with us today. And thank you, Johnny, for organizing it and producing the show. And thank you, all of you listeners out there. And please just stay tuned and, book yours with Michelle Ann Phillips, your theta healing.
Okay.
Just email her, michelleann9@gmail.com. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Michelle.
Have
good
a great night, everybody. Good night, Johnny.
Good night.
Good night.